What's up, guys? It's Jacob back with another episode of the JDT Podcast. This episode is going to be episode one of season two. I'm so thankful for this one. You know, over the past year, we got to knock out my first season of the podcast, and it was dope. I enjoyed it. Every episode was amazing and fun. This episode, if you can't tell already, yes, I'm outside taking a little trip or whatever, you know, visit family and stuff since being back, and decided to chill outside while I record this one. So yeah, but you know, yesterday I decided to post on Instagram a video on going the extra mile, and since posting it, I got a lot of feedback on it, and it was pretty cool, you know, to hear everybody talk about how they felt about quitting, going through things, and they were unsure as to if anything positive was going to come out of them, you know, just pushing themselves to keep going, or why they should keep going. And, you know, like, one of the things and one of the issues that a lot of people face or deal with is that they get right there to the end, and that seems to be, like, the time when everybody decides to just give up and let go of things. But 9 times out of 10, your challenges that you face and the difficulties that come are when you're right there at that breaking point, you know. And as I spoke with a good friend of mine on earlier today, when, you know, trying to decide and determine how I would break this down and discuss going the extra mile, one of the main things that we talked about was, you know, that you have to have the willpower, number one, to keep going, and how you can't let certain things interfere with your focus or your mindset when you're trying to get to that level. So, you know, enough of all of that, but we're just going to dive right into it. So, as I said, the topic of it came to me on going the extra mile yesterday because I was facing a couple of challenges when working out, and, you know, I want to keep being able to push myself. And with stress and so many things on my mind, and just when you're dealing with certain challenges, it sometimes interferes your mental and also that spiritual thing of wanting to push yourself to go harder. You no longer want to work out as much when you're not determined on your goal, when you don't see going the extra mile. So the first point is to keep going. Number one is one thing to start, which is always the biggest step. You have to start whatever it is. Whatever it is, your journey, your steps, whether if it's physical, mental, spiritual, which all of those three things do connect overall, you have to start. But overall, you have to just keep going. So when it comes to keep going, number one, you have to remember why you started. Okay, if we're discussing about the topic of exercise, why do you want your body? Like, why do you want a certain type of body structure? What type of goals do you want from your exercise? You must always have your plan within that. So you have to just keep in your mind somewhere for those moments when you are physically drained, when you are mentally drained, when you're spiritually drained and you don't feel like doing anything. You have to keep that in your mind as to why did you start? Why did I start this journey? What made me decide to start this race? Why am I pushing myself so hard? Why am I so determined to ensure that I make it? Because at the end of the day, if you don't want to make it, then I hate to say it, but this is the wrong podcast for you. I refuse to give up. I won't stop. I must keep going. Can't stop, won't stop. You have to just keep pushing yourself. So you have to keep going. And a lot of people, they lose sight of keep going due to the fact that they let external factors get in their mind and allow them to interfere with their thought process, allow that person's feelings that they are allowing into their life to interfere with their feelings. Now they have a bad vibe or a bad demeanor. So now, more than just their mindset being thrown off, now their thoughts are being thrown off as well. And they can't process things the same. They don't look at things the same. They don't even have the determination to press on and keep going. So with that, like I was saying, everything, how everything ties in with your mind, body, and soul when it comes to going the extra mile. That is a big issue that a lot of people make as to allowing the wrong people into their social circle, or allowing the wrong people into their vibe, so that way it throws them off and, you know, can mess up or push you back personally by having the wrong people around or involved within your life, and it throws off everything completely. The next thing is just primarily remembering to let nothing get in your way. As I just said, you know, you have to allow yourself to be able to step up and go for so far, regardless of what has come into your life, regardless of how things have happened. You cannot let anything get in your way. And a lot of people allow these external factors to become bigger than what they were actually meant to be. I am a firm believer of God, and I know for a fact that He does not insert anything into your life that will cause any damage to what your future holds for you. Everything is set for you in life. So a lot of people let these things that happen in their life determine what happens next in their lives. And I'm not saying that you cannot feel, you're not able to feel, you shouldn't be allowed to feel. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is take what happened for the moment, but leave it there in that moment. Because whether if it was someone dying in your life and losing their life, that was just what was predestined for that person. That was what was going to happen for that person, you know. But also at the same time, I know it hurts. I know that sickness for that one family member hurts. But to lose them means that they are not in pain anymore and that they feel better. They are relieved. But you have to remember to let nothing get in your way. I understand that there have been a lot of hardships. There have been times where you may have had to go to bed hungry, but you can't let that get in your way. If anything, let that be part of your fuel to keep you going. Let that be your motivational factor. Let that be a force in you that lights something up and sparks it inside of you to where you have no quit in you. You don't even know that word anymore. You have to continue to go and let nothing get in your way. The issue is now everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to be known for something. Everybody wants to be heard and have an input on whatever the topic may be, whatever group they may be a part of, social media. You can't allow yourself to fall into that trap. All of these things were made for people to fall into certain traps. It's a reason why CEOs and business people, I won't say businessmen, because there are a lot of business women who get the job done as well. Everybody's equal here. But there are a lot of people that are CEOs or so-called bosses in this world who hire people to run social media because they themselves may have social media, but they do not allow social media to control their lives. There are numerous people who, and not only just with social media, but just who allow their phones to be their life. Now, I understand that if you are making money from your social media, I completely understand that because that is what you're doing. That's your job. So if you don't post content, if you're not on your phone majority of the time, you may miss out on your next deal. But there are 100%, I am 100% sure that there are more people in this world who are not making any money off of social media and off of their phones that will just waste time scrolling on their phones just for the hell of it. Those are people who are lost. Those are the ones who have let their phones or social media get in their way from their success. And we can't settle for that. It's okay to have to tell your friends, yeah, I cannot go out right now because I have to keep going. I have a project due, or I have to work out right now because I know what my goal is for my body. I know what grade I want in my class. I know I have this assignment due for my job. But I also know people who just blatantly don't give a damn about that as well. They will solely sit there knowing that they have something due the next day or an assignment or a project due in a couple of days and will completely just go out before the end date or the due date and let that, then they wonder why, you know, they didn't get the outcome that they wanted. They wonder why they didn't get the grade that they wanted. They wonder why they didn't perform as well as they could have because they allowed that external interference. So the bigger issue is letting things go and not letting it get in your way, you know, letting nothing get in your way, because it's a very big issue that a lot of people face. And I'm not trying to sit here and say that I have mastered this. I still have things that I challenge and face off with that sometimes I've let interfere with projects, work, assignments, tasks, working out, whatever it is. I'm not perfect, but again, our goal is to get better together. So that's what we're working on here. The next thing you have to note is if you want it bad enough, why are you stopping yourself? And it's so easy for everyone nowadays to place the blame on someone else. That's one of the biggest things where your mindset changes. If you're still someone who places the blame on someone else for everything negative that happens to your life, it's time to start looking in the mirror and readjusting your outlook on life, because 10 times out of 10, the issue created from yourself. And we could revert back to the topic of assignments, but when you do that, knowing that you had an assignment due, but you ended up not getting a grade that you want, you're then gonna go off and blame somebody else, like say one of your friends, for inviting you out knowing you had an assignment due, as if they're supposed to keep up with everything you have to do when they have to worry about their own lives. Yeah, you have to look at yourself there. And a lot of the issues, how people stop themselves, is by just not allowing themselves to be fully devoted to their mission or their plan or their goals. And that is what holds back so many people. Like I said, I can only attest to the things that I've done in my life that have set me back, where I've taken about 15 to 20 steps forward and ended up taking 40 backwards. You know, so a big issue and a key component to your personal success is just knowing that you have to be an adult with yourself. You have to be able to have the realest conversations with yourself. It's people that I'll see tagging somebody else on a picture on social media talking about the realest. Why is that the realest person you know? So you mean to tell me that you don't keep it real with yourself? You should always be the realest, most truthful with yourself, because a lot of people don't know how to take criticism from someone else nowadays, because everybody is so mentally and emotionally soft. And it outrages me sometimes to be able to try to have a conversation with someone, or when somebody apologizes for critiquing me when they're just simply telling me a way that they believe would help me become better at anything that I'm performing in. So why would I get upset for somebody investing a few moments of their time, their knowledge into me by telling me, hey, you should work on this. What you're doing right there isn't right, and it throws off a couple of things. You're not going to be able to reach certain people by doing this. No, I'm not going to get upset by that. I'm going to ask them why. The only question I'll ask them is, why did they feel that way? And whatever information that they're giving me, why do they believe that this would help? Or why do they believe that me doing this hurts myself? Or what should I do to improve myself? So instead of turning the hand or the knife and pointing it at them, I should turn it back to myself and cut that out of my life. Like, whatever it is that, if it makes sense to me and I understand it, and they express why and how is why it's hurting me and how it will help me, and I can agree and attest to that, then I definitely would have no issue cutting whatever I was doing wrong the first time out of my life to improve myself. Majority of the things that people, when it comes to this, don't understand is that by doing that and not being able to comprehend what someone is saying, you're only hurting yourself. You are hurting yourself. You have to want things so bad that you refuse even the most enjoyable time. You turn it down. Whether it be a date with someone that you've had your eyes on for so long, whether it be a fun time with friends or whatever. I've had to turn down times with my family, not just because, you know, not because I didn't want to be around my family, but because I had other obligations and priorities that I had already set for myself. And that's okay. Another thing is just, if people don't understand that, why, if you're on a mission, keywords, if you're on a mission, if you're going towards your goals, if you're trying to obtain something goal-oriented, and you have to counsel your plans with people who, even if you've already had plans set with people, and you have to cancel those plans with them, and they get upset because you tell them, hey, something came up, I'm not going to be able to make it, I have something work-related to do, and they get upset, they're not for you. They are not for you. You must end that relationship right now. At that moment when they tell you that they're upset because you've canceled yet another gathering or get-together with them due to work-related issues or goal-related issues of you trying to advance and improve yourself, end it. Because at the end of the day, that person has shown you now clearly that they are not for you. So you have to be able to remove these negative impacts and negative factors out of your life. And the thing is, we all want success for the next person, especially friends and family, just as bad as if it was our own success, but not everybody can go to the top with you. Whatever your top may be, not everyone that you know right now will be able to be around you when you achieve your goals, when you reach those new heights that you are trying to go to. Not everyone can walk that path with you. It's a reason why people come into your lives. It's a reason and a season. Some people are seasonal people. Other people have lifelong journeys with you, you know, and it won't be forced. Those who are supposed to be with you lifelong, you won't have to force that relationship. They're not going to put you in a predicament to where you will have to question who they are. Just allow that person to be them. Don't expect yourself out of them, but just allow that person to be them. Because another issue, how people also get hurt and end up deading friendships and terminating the people out of their lives who were supposed to be their person, is because they're holding that person to other expectations. You can't expect someone to act in a certain way because they're your friend and you're looking for yourself in that person, or even if it's a relationship. You can't expect that person to treat you a certain way as you would treat another person simply due to the fact that they're involved with you. And then you get upset when they treat you a different way or handle the situation completely in the opposite way of how you would have handled it. You have to let everyone be themselves, and then you decide if this is something that you want to deal with or if it's something you can't. Either way, at the end of the day, it's your decision. You pick. And then if they get upset about it, oh well, that's your decision. You have to protect your peace. You have to protect your peace. And that all ties in together, as I was expressing earlier, with going the extra mile, protecting your mind, your body, and soul. You have to have your mindset, number one, ready to keep going. You have to have your soul ready to let nothing get in your way. And your body has to want everything so bad that you don't stop yourself. You have to definitely be thankful for the challenges and know that it only gets harder when you're going somewhere that you have never been. The issue is that when a lot of people are physically tired, mentally tired, and because they have been trying to push themselves so far and so hard that they have beaten themselves into exhaustion. They're tired. Everything is beaten down. Their body aches. You're hurting. You're drained. And you just need rest. But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, something comes, a different challenge, a bigger challenge. Something hits you hard. It just punches you right in the face. But you have to know that as you continue to climb the ladder to go to a new height and a new destination and a new level, that you're now on a new level. So this level is just like playing a game. The level gets harder as you go up levels, go up in levels. Every round of Ms. Pac-Man gets harder as you continue to elevate through the game. So you have to look at it like life. There are so many different things in the world that they put out for us to see that ties into life, but is also used as an interference to prevent you from completing your task, getting to your goal, lifting yourself up to that next level, or getting on that journey and completing that journey, getting out of that race, like stuck in a maze. It's so many different things that people forget about life, and they allow any and everybody into their lives. They allow so many things to stop them or hold them up from going up the ladder, to continue up that ladder. And it just interferes and throws off their balance, throws them off of their course, and puts them basically at a halt to where they could have been closer to reaching their goals and their dreams the next day. But now, since they've allowed that external factor or their interference to come into their life, they are now 2 days behind, now a week behind, now a month behind. And now, next thing you know, you have to put in twice the work to make your goals and dreams happen even faster when they were right there if you would have kept going and kept your mind clear, kept your soul open, and your body alert and awake. So the main thing is to always remember to keep going. After you keep going, you have to ensure that nothing gets in your way. And your body has to be prepared to not stop. You cannot stop yourself for no reason, no person, no feeling, no thoughts. Don't let your mind kill you. Never let your mind destroy you. Not when your body does all of the physical work. And just be thankful for the challenges, because in the end, once you make it, it's going to make you more humble. It's going to make you more gracious. You're going to have more gratitude. You're going to be much more thankful for everything that you faced, and it's going to make your success that much sweeter. So always just remember to keep going the extra mile. Peace.